You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Women on death row are housed in a prison in Gatesville, Texas. As I wait for the guards to bring over inmate Linda Carty, I notice the room is very different from the cramped spaces where I've interviewed men on death row. There's still glass separating us, but this room is spacious and well lit.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed.
Carty has been on death row for 17 years now. In 2001, she and three men invaded 25-year-old Joanna Rodriguez's Houston home. They were convicted of kidnapping Rodriguez's three-day-old baby and leaving Rodriguez tied in a car trunk where she later died. For her crimes, Carty was sentenced to death, a sentence that's rare for women. You can count those currently on death row with your fingers. Carty is one of six. That's in contrast with more than 200 men in Texas who are awaiting execution. That's the first of five reasons you'll rarely hear about the women on death row. There's very few of them. Reason number two goes hand in hand.
Of the close to 1,500 executions in the United States since the 1970s, only 16 have been women.
That's Robert Dunham with the Death Penalty Information Center in Washington. He says since fewer women are executed, there are fewer headlines about them. The last time Texas executed a woman was 5 years ago. Reason number three, women on death row are treated very differently than men. Their living conditions are less stringent. Linda Carty, for instance, has the freedom of having a job.
We get to work 4 hours, and then we have 2 hours for rec. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you get outside for 2 hours. And then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're allowed to watch TV for 2 hours.
But life on death row has its limitations. One is the phone. Carty is only allowed 4 phone calls a year, 5 minutes each, and her every move is carefully watched. Then there's the death sentence itself.
A death sentence is basically, how should I put it? It's an onus that no one should have to live with. It's added stress. It's like an albatross that you carry around. That burden to worry about.
Houston attorney Wallace Nader specializes in prisoners' rights. She says while stress is a challenge, the men live in de facto isolation.
That's a difference that should not exist.
They don't have the same freedom of movement as women and are not allowed to have jobs. Recreation is also in a cell 1 hour a day.
They are placed in an outside cage that is relatively small and often is covered in bird feces and, you know, tends to be not very much different from the cell that they were in before they were placed in the recreation chamber.
Nader and other attorneys have challenged the conditions the men face because they believe some are unconstitutional. And those challenges often hit the news. So that's another reason why we hear more about the men. Reason number four. Well, Robert Dunham with the Death Penalty Information Center says it's that the types of crimes women commit tend to be different.
Women are more likely to have committed an act of domestic violence, an act that prosecutors would describe as a crime of passion. So it's less likely that you'll have a woman who is prosecuted for a premeditated murder.
Even though the crimes are different, Dunham has noticed women get a lot of attention before they're sentenced, especially when the victims are children. Reason number five. Dunham says many women actually try to keep their stories out of the news, sometimes to their detriment. When Dunham was an attorney, he suspected some of his clients were mentally ill or were victims themselves of abuse or neglect, and he often thought that evidence in news coverage could help humanize them before a jury.
Juries think it's necessary to kill monsters, but they really, really don't want to kill people.
But the women often ask their attorneys not to bring those things up. They'd say,
I would rather be dead than be re-victimized.
They didn't want to feel exposed in front of their loved ones or ridiculed. Death row inmate Linda Carty believes her outcome would have been different had she told her whole story. Now, after 17 years, she's not worried to be ridiculed or exposed and has asked an attorney to look into her case.
If I didn't know what I have, I probably would be worried. But I do know what we have.
What she has is the hope of a new trial, and if she were to get it, that would be at least one time you'd hear about a woman on death row before her death. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.